Okay, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. This is our last class on the rounds of the soul in the divine will. During this time, we have been studying these rounds of the soul, the 24 meditations, 24 hours that Luisa Picaveta writes in here. And if you started doing this, you should have finished by now these meditations. If you did one every day, or if you did the whole thing, just to be acquainted with this work that is part of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaveta. So now you are familiar with the language that Luisa Picaveta uses in here. And in the Book of Heaven, you will find that many times Luisa Picaveta will refer back to these meditations, and she will say, I was doing my rounds in the divine will, and I was imprinting my I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you in all of creation. And this is where she refers the rounds. Now that you know how she was doing these rounds, and sometimes also she mentions that she's doing this in her memory. So now she knows this language and how to go around and imprint her I love you to correspond to that in all creation. This is very important to understand, because as we become acquainted with this language and how to do the rounds, we will see that this will become part of us now. That as you practice these prayers, as you practice these meditations, they will become part of you, and you will not need the book anymore just to do the rounds. But for us who are learning this gift, we use it and we become acquainted with the language and with the things that Luisa Picaveta was doing. So I hope by now all of you have a very good idea of what the rounds of the soul in the divine will are, that now you are familiar with these prayers, with the language, and how to use them, and also how to do your own rounds. I would like to mention the rosary just to incorporate what we have been studying. During the month of May, we study the book of the Blessed Mother, the Queen in the divine will, in the kingdom of the divine will. And now as you pray the rosary, you will see that that can be around, that will become around. Why? Because as you meditate with the different, with the rosary, with the mysteries of the rosary, now you see that in there you will unite yourself with the Blessed Mother, with our Lord Jesus, and in those different events. And now with the prayer of the Hail Mary that we talk about as being a Trinitarian prayer composed by God the Father, continued by the Holy Spirit, now you know that this can become around. So now the next time you pray the rosary, you will be more attentive. It will help you to pay more attention to what you are saying. know, sometimes we pray the rosary so fast, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, you know, so fast, and we don't even know what we are saying. But now that we know how to imprint our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, basically to correspond, this is what we are doing. We are giving correspondence to God, to the love that is in all creation, to the love of God, to everything that he has created out of love for each one of us. Now we correspond to him. So in the rosary, now you do the rounds. As you meditate each one of the mysteries, you do the rounds. And you see that in these meditations, we began with creation. The first meditation is the soul following the divine will as the divine will creates. As the divine will creates light. Let it be light. And then it continues. It takes us through the Old Testament, right? It takes us to the fall of Adam. It takes us to all the events in the Old Testament. We see the patriarchs in the Old Testament, their sacrifices. We see all of this. So when you read sacred scripture, you do your rounds. And in this way, you incorporate this gift into what you are doing. So you don't need to stop reading sacred scripture. No, now you will incorporate this gift. As you read sacred scripture, now you can also stop and pause and imprint your I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, just to correspond to God in all in those events in sacred scripture. We say that it takes us to the birth of the Blessed Mother. It takes us to the birth of our Lord Jesus. It takes us to his ministry, the institution of the sacraments, all the way till resurrection and the assumption. So it takes us from creation all the way to the assumption of our Lord Jesus into heaven. It takes us from the first book of the Bible, right, all the way to the resurrection. And in that, we learn how to imprint our I love you, praise you, glorify you. Again, basically to correspond to God for everything he has done for us out of love for each one of us. So now this is part of you. And we know that this gift that we receive through the writings of the servant of God, Mr. Picaretta, we know that this is a gift that is being given to us, that the virtues that we practice, they dispose the soul to receive this gift. And when we are in the state of grace, this disposes our soul to receive this gift, so that this gift may be given to us. What we are doing here, we are learning also about this gift, to be able to ask the Lord to bestow upon us this gift of living in his will. And for that, we have to dispose our souls so that God will give this gift to us. There is, this gift is, as I said, is freely given. There is nothing that we do to deserve it. God gives it to all of us who wants. He really wants to give this gift to all of us. But in order for this gift to be given to us, we have to know it. We have to love it. We have to ask the Lord to give us this gift, and we have to dispose our souls to receive this gift. So through the sacrament of confession and through all that the church teaches us, we dispose ourselves to ask for this gift. So now that you are familiar with these writings, with this part of the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, now this language should be part of your prayer. of your meditations. And as we advance in the knowledge and understanding of this gift, by now, all of you that have joined our class since we started, all of you should know that now this gift that has been given to us, it will confirm us in doing good. This gift, if we practice it, if we ask the Lord to bestow upon this gift, upon us this gift, and if we dispose ourselves to receive this gift, God will give it to us, right? But we have to know that the main purpose for this gift is so that God the Father may receive praise, glory, honor, and adoration. This is the main purpose, that this gift that now is being offered to all of us is the gift that reigns in the humanity of our Lord Jesus, is the gift that the Blessed Mother possessed. And it is the gift that now is being given to us, is being offered to us through these writings. The main purpose of this gift is so that God the Father may receive the love, the correspondence of the creature. So may he be glorified in everything we do. So if we pray so that God the Father may receive all his glory, all the honor, all the adoration, all the love, all the thanksgiving, all the praise, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all those who should be given all the correspondence to God, all those who owe, so we pay on behalf of them. So that should be our purpose, so that God the Father may glorify, that we want to live in this gift, that we want to possess this gift, so that God the Father may be glorified in everything we do. And to gift the divine will, our will, so that the will of God may have life in every single act that we do. So that if I work, the main purpose of my act of working should be so that God may receive glory through this simple act. So the divine will may have life in this simple act of working, the simple act of walking, in the simple act of, just eating or sleeping. So the main purpose for me to do all these acts is so that God the Father may be glorified, so he may receive all the glory, all the praise, all the adoration, so that the divine will may have life in that simple act of mine. And it is only in us consenting, giving our will always to God, giving our will, surrendering our will so that our act may become divinized in a way, as the divine will has its place to work in every single act that we do, right? So to have this in mind, and as we go to the rounds, as we practice now, going around praising, adoring, glorifying God with the intention that God the Father may be glorified, that we may become channels through which God the Father may receive praise, glory, honor, and adoration. It's imprinting our I love you in everything we do. So this should be part of your language, of your vocabulary now, of how you pray, of how you meditate, using the writings of Luisa Picarreta. Also in the writings we encounter, you know, how everything was created, and this connects so well with what St. Paul tells us in Romans 8:22, St. Paul tells us that the whole of creation, that all creation is growing in with labor. He gives us a very specific pain. Says that we labor pains together, right? So this is very specific kind of pain that he describes here. And we know that in everything that God created, there is, as it were, a divine life that is inside those created things that tells us, I love you. That God is telling us, I love you. I love you. I love you. So in every single drop of rain, God is telling us, is telling the creature, I love you. As we drink the water and our thirst is quenched, we see the presence of the divine will there, taking away our thirst, quenching our thirst, right? And in the elements, we see as God gives us light, how the effects of that light makes all things grow, right? So is the presence of God in there. So we have to be careful here because we are not saying that the elements, they are God. That's what, that's not what we are saying, because there will be pantheism and there will be a heresy. So that's not what we are saying. We are saying that everything that is created, right, reflects something or tells us something about God. So God, in a way, is present in those elements. So we have to really understand this, because then we become confused. So you see that all creation is telling us, I have divine love inside of me that I want to give you, but we are not able to receive it. We are not able to receive it. And it is through this gift that God allows us to receive what is contained in creation, all his love that was poured out as he was created. So is the life of God poured out of himself so that we creatures may experience his love through creation. So again, as we learn to do the rounds now, right? If we work, so that the divine will may reign in each one of our hearts. If we praise God, if we glorify him, doing the rounds is so that also following the divine will, God may be glorified in his own acts. So this is very important to keep in mind, and I have been emphasizing this during our study of the rounds, that in this it is the soul who follows all the acts that God has done in creation, in redemption. So we imprint that our love you. We correspond to God. We give to God what belongs to him. So in that he allows us to receive. And as we go around creation, also corresponding him, corresponding in everything that he created out of love for us, that allows us also to be able to receive what he wants to give us. So it is a relationship, a giving and receiving. God gives us, we correspond. And in that, he allows us to receive even more. He redoubles all the time what he wants to give us, to the soul that possesses this gift. So again, this gift is freely given to us, is being offered to us during this time, in our time. And what we can do is to learn about this gift, to try to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this gift, and to prepare, do the best we can to prepare ourselves to receive this gift, to dispose our souls to receive this gift, that it contains everything. This gift is the fountain of everything that exists, is the will of God that moves everything. So in there it contains already all the virtues. It contains all that God is and all that God wants to give to all of us, to all the creatures. So just for you to have this in mind as you do all your prayers, as you receive Holy Communion, as you pray with sacred scripture, to know that in the divine will, you unite everything. Everything in you, you correspond to God. In everything you do, you try to correspond to God for his love. And in these rounds, we go in a very specific way. We begin with creation, then we end with the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus into heaven. So I don't need to tell you more about these 24 meditations, because I trust you have been reading them and you know what I'm talking about now, the language that is being used in this writings. This is very important again for you to become familiar with this, because as you read, as we advance into the Book of Heaven, you will encounter many times that Luisa Picaretta says, as I was doing my rounds. So, and sometimes she mentions specifically certain hours, certain meditations, right? So when you encounter those passages in the Book of Heaven, you will know what she's talking about. And when she says, I was doing this mentally in my mind, you also will know what she's referring to. And you can do the same. We can do the same thing as we do our meditations in the divine will. Today I want to go to the Book of Heaven. And I want to, let me find my notes here. I want to go to the Book of Heaven. It's November 20, 1926. This is where Luisa Picaretta writes, as I move into the sun, into the heavens, into the sea, I kept hearing his voice saying, who is calling to my eternal light, my infinite sweetness, my incomparable beauty, my unshakable firmness, my immensity, in order to form their cortege and give them the field of action to make arise in the creature as many seas of light, of sweetness, of beauty, of firmness, to give them the contentment of not being kept idle, but using the littleness of the creature in order to enclose all other qualities in her. We see them. It is the little daughter of our will. Luisa Picaretta is telling us that as she is going around doing her rounds in creation, now she hears, says, she hears a little voice that keeps saying to her, who is calling my eternal light, my infinite sweetness, right? Who is that is calling? And then at the end of this passage, she tells us that using the littleness of the creature, using our nothingness, using every single act that we do.
Hey, Zavi. Can you
He's able to enclose all their qualities, all the divine qualities in her, This is going to be for another class to know what are the divine attributes of God. But I can mention that in these acts, the Lord is telling her, he's able to enclose all his attributes, wisdom, knowledge, beauty, sweetness. He's mentioning all of them here in those single acts of the creatures. So Luisa Picaretta is hearing what God tells her as correspondence. As she is given the I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. As she is returning to God, right, on behalf of all creatures. Then she hears that this voice that is calling the eternal light. Who is this calling my eternal light, my infinite sweetness, my incomparable beauty? Right. It is the daughter of the divine will. So as we go around also doing our rounds, as we go around doing our rounds, we will do the same as Luisa Picaretta is doing. And perhaps we are not going to hear this voice, but this is exactly what happens. God is able to enclose in those single acts all his attributes. As the acts done in the divine will, they give to God the feel for the divine will to be able to work. It's the feel of action. Every single act is a field of action that the creature gives to the divine will so that the divine will can have life. So imagine then how many acts we waste, how many acts we could give to the divine will so the divine will bring new life, new light. So the divine will may have in every single act, a field of action where to operate, a place to operate. So this is why every single act is so important. Every single act that we do in the divine will is so important. So I cannot stress enough the need for us to be familiar with this way of praying. And to really have that intention to possess this gift and to avail ourselves, to dispose our souls to receive this gift that, again, is a gift that God bestowed upon all of us. And it's freely given. It's freely given. And that's why we need to read. And our Lord Jesus tells us we need to read. Let me find the passage I want to mention today about this specific thing that we need to read in order for us to possess also this gift. The next passage comes from November 6, 1938. November 6, 1938. And is from the last volume of the Book of Heaven, volume 36, November 6, 1938. And this is what the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta about all these truths that are given. I'm going to read the end of this passage. My daughter, as the soul enters my will, she feels all the truths that I manifested to her, that she has learned about my will. We have learned through the house of creation, the soul, uniting herself through all the acts that God has done in creation and in redemption. We have learned new things, new things, as the Book of Heaven tells us. We have found new truths that God has manifested to us through these writings. And in this passage, he says, when they were revealed to her, she received the seed of each of them. So she feels their possession. Now, as she enters in those, she feels those truths within herself, but she also finds them in my divine will. They are like many queens who take her by the hand and bring her higher up in God. So every truth, the Lord says, bring us closer to him. He says it brings the soul closer, higher up in him. By letting themselves be more known and by giving her new light and grace, my truths form the ladder through which to reach God. And God, seeing this creature rising toward his arms, feels so much love that he then descends into the depth of the creature to delight in his truths and to strengthen and instruct her on how she has to live her life in those truths which she has learned. So we learned all this divine truths through the Book of Heaven. What we do here in this class every Sunday, we go through different parts of these writings and we try to understand them. But this does not substitute, this class every Sunday does not substitute. It should not replace your daily reading of the Book of Heaven. This class is not a substitute for you to read every day the Book of Heaven. So every day, I encourage you to pick a passage from the Book of Heaven, or even the passages that I give you here during the week. You can take those and meditate. Just read them. Read them, right?
I don't usually save them. I don't buy them that often. That was just...
This gift is for everybody. We cannot keep it for ourselves. This is for everybody to know this gift. Why? Because the more people they come to know this gift, to study it, to love it, to practice it, to possess it, the more glory God will receive. And if the main purpose for this gift is so that God the Father may be glorified, right, then if God receives more glory with each soul, that a new soul that comes to know this gift, then there should be no reason for us to make it known, so that our Heavenly Fathers may receive glory more glory, all the glory that he deserves. And as the divine will receives all the glory, as God receives all the glory, then the divine justice will be appeased. As God receives all the glory that is due to him, then the divine justice will be appeased. And his mercy will overflow upon the whole earth. His forgiveness. So we cannot keep this gift for ourselves. So again, for me to tell you that this, you have to read. You have to read the book of heaven. And this class is not a substitute for you to read. So I really encourage all of you to really every day spend some time with the book of heaven, reading, and as you read, then meditate on what you read. Remember that meditation is one of the highest forms of prayer. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand what you read. Ask the Blessed Mothers. You know how the Blessed Mothers we saw in the book of the Blessed Mothers, how she desires that this gift be known, that our will be given to our Lord Jesus, so that in exchange we receive his divine will. And this is another aspect of these writings that we see. We see this in the rounds. We see that the Blessed Mother is always present. The Blessed Mother is always present. We see that in the hours of the Passion. We see that they begin with the Blessed Mother, our Lord Jesus asking the Blessed Mother to bless him. We see that the Blessed Mother is during the Passion, as she encounters our Lord carrying the cross, as she follows our Lord Jesus to the cross. And we see that it ends, the hours of the Passion, they end with the presence of the Blessed Mother, leaving the body of our Lord Jesus in the tomb. We see that in these rounds, the Blessed Mother is also present. If you read these rounds, we see that it takes us at the moment that the Blessed Mother is conceived, at the moment that the Blessed Mother gives birth. So the Blessed Mother is always present in the church. Today I want to give you a passage on Acts, chapter 1, verse 12. In there we see that in the Acts of the Apostles, is mentioned that the Blessed Mother was with them, with the apostles praying. So the Blessed Mother has been always in the church. And this gift helped us also to love the Blessed Mother. So in there, you see that they mentioned the apostles, that they were in the upper room. They mentioned the apostles, Peter, John, James, all of them. And they say in this passage, it says all of these, all the apostles together, all of these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer. They devoted themselves to prayer. We also have to devote ourselves to prayer. And in this writings, we have to devote ourselves. If we really want to possess this gift, we have to devote ourselves to come to know what our Lord Jesus has given us in these writings. They devote themselves to prayer, together with the women. So we know that there were some women in there, and they don't mention the name of the women. And then they say the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. See? specifically the author of the Acts of the Apostles mentions. He doesn't bother to mention the other women, but he mentions Mary, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. This is at the beginning of the church, as the church has been born. We see there the disciples, and Mary is there. We see in these writings also that Mary is present. She is present in the writings. And as you read the book of heaven, you will encounter the Blessed Mother talking with Luisa. So all of this that we have received through the writings of Luisa Picaretta, as the Lord says, we have to know all these truths. And the only way for us to know it, unless you have the gift of revelation that our Lord Jesus reveals it to you directly, you will have to read the book of heaven. And we are free to read the book of heaven. Read the book of heaven then. Devote time and prayer every day, so you may grow in the knowledge and understanding of this gift. You may come to possess it and do your acts. Do the rounds. Now you know the language. Now you know the vocabulary. And all of this will help you. You know now what is the main purpose for this gift. So God the Father may be glorified. So he may receive glory. If he receives his glory, again, his divine justice will be appeased. Incorporate this in the pious devotions that you do. Immerse yourself in the divine. Let the divine will have its field of action in you. Let the divine will have life in every single act that you do. Even if you don't feel anything. But through faith, we come to know. Through faith, we come to believe that Jesus is telling us that by coming to know all these truths, they form a ladder. Right? So we can say that every truth, every piece of knowledge that we encounter in these writings, they form a new step, and 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 a new step. And Jesus says, it's like a ladder that raises up to the arms of God, raises up to heaven. So, I don't know, many of you have read different books, different volumes. Continue to read. Well, we are not limited to read. We know that the 19 volumes are approved. We are free to read the other volumes too. So you read. Immerse yourself in the reading also. You will see that you will understand. And some of the things we can clarify here, there are questions. So again, this little section that we have every weekend is not a substitute for your reading. It should be only a complement for you, complementary to your reading, to your meditations, as you read the book of heaven and as you keep learning the gift of living in the divine will. So I encourage all of you to do the best you can to practice this gift and know that this is what the Lord desires for us. He desires that in our time, this gift may reign in us. as it reigned in his humanity, as it reigned in the humanity of the Blessed Mother, as the Divine Will reigned in her, as it reigned in Luisa Picarreta, and now may it reign in each one of us. Through these writings, we come to know that the Lord wants us to receive this gift. So let us avail ourselves to receive this gift, and let us ask the Lord Jesus to always keep us aware of the greatness of this gift. So with this, we are going to finish today, and we are going to devote the remaining of the time for some questions that you may have, comments related to what we have been talking about, the Book of Heaven, and specifically the rounds in the Divine Will. Next Sunday, we will continue with our class, and we will talk about different aspects of living in this gift. So how to avail ourselves in disposing our souls to receive this gift that the Lord wants to give us through Luisa during this time. So let us finish with a Hail Mary, asking the Blessed Mother to intercede for all of us, that we may receive this gift in our souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I think if you want to participate, you have to open